Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
I hope you're dressed warm enough for this morning.
希望大家今天早上穿得足够暖和。
It does tell us that life does come with its surprises.
这个天气的变化也告诉我们，生命中经常有变化，意想不到的事。
It does seem like the seasons are no longer defined from this particular month to that.
也看起来这个季节呢，好像不是很确定的，就从冬天变到春天。
And yet it continues to remind us that there are so many things that are not within our control.
也提醒我们很多事不在我们的掌控之中。
There's that wonderful God, as we sung earlier.
我们这个就是我们刚才歌曲所唱的，我们这个奇妙的神。
That He truly is great.
确实是了不起的。
And the God that we want to call upon to be our vision is a great God.
我们所凝聚的是一个伟大的神。
Thank you, praise team, for not only bringing us the beauty of music.
谢谢这个敬拜的团队给我们一个美妙的歌声。
But through the song choices, you've also helped prepare our hearts to receive God's word.
而且在这个歌曲的选择中呢，也帮助我们预备我们的心来听今天的讲道。
So let us right now give thanks to God for the breath that we still breathe at this very moment.
现在让我们为我们现在的气息存留来感谢神。
And let us give thanks to God for the life we have been given in Jesus Christ.
也为着我们在耶稣基督里所获得的新生命来感谢神。
Before I begin the preaching,
在我今天开始讲道之前
Then let us spend some time in quietness and trust before our God.
让我们在神的面前有一段静默的时间。
We ask God to ready ourselves for His instruction to us in prayer.
我们请求神来帮助我们预备好我们的心来听他的教导。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
May your spirit come upon us with understanding.
愿你的灵降到我们身上给我们理解
May the words spoken and heard be pleasing before you.
愿我们说的话听到的话都是蒙你的悦纳
Help us to know that you are true.
帮助我们了解你是真实的
Help us to sense that your presence is near.
帮助我们感受到你的同在是如此的贴近
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we ask.
我们是借着耶稣基督的名祷告祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Is it possible to have the PowerPoint shown?
可以把那个他的 PPT 文件放出来吗
Sorry, it's my bad. I did not inform. yeah. All right. 永欢弟兄。So I'm going to first tell you a story.
一开始呢，我想给大家讲一个故事。
That just sounds like a beginning of a love story.
听起来好像是一个爱情故事的开端。
Well, in a way, it is.
说从一个某种意义上说呢，也确实是的。
And so the story goes.
这个故事是这样开始的。
A student came back to his dorm room after a soul-stirring vocal recital by his schoolmates.
一个学生呢，去听了一个他的同学举办的非常震动人心的这么一个音乐会。
Even though he was refreshed from the melodious voices of his friends,
虽然被这个悠扬的音乐所振奋
，the exertions from the week of school began to take its toll on him.
但是呢，他这个一周来的辛苦学习呢，还是占了上风。
It was after all a Friday night.
毕竟是一个星期五的晚上了。
So walking to his bed, he saw a sock laying on the floor.
这个学生呢就向他的床走去同时呢他就看到这个地上有一只袜子
This sock was not there when he left the room for the recital
他离开去音乐会之前呢袜子并不在那里
He knows he has locked the door
他也知道他锁了门
And now there's this sock when he returned to the room from the recital.
当他从音乐会回来进到房间里呢，就看到袜子躺在地上。
Weird, he thought.
他就想，哎，很奇怪哦。
But with a brain ready to shut down.
但是他当时已经疲倦的不愿意多想了。
He did not think more of it.
他也就没有再多想。
And he simply just picked it up and placed it in the laundry basket.
他就把那个袜子捡起来，把它扔到洗衣筐里去。
Then came the morning.
第二天早上。
And what a morning it would be.
是一个多么奇特的早晨啊。
It was April the 14th.
它是四月十四号。
2013.
2013年。
That's almost 3 years ago from today.
对，距离今天差不多正好是三年了。
Fresh from his rest.
他从这个睡梦中醒来，精神抖擞。
This student got up, sorted through his laundry.
这个学生呢就开始 检测一下他的这个洗衣筐。
Well, it was after all a Saturday.
毕竟这是星期六的早上。
It is a good time to either sleep in or to actually bring the dirty clothes back to life.
就是可以是好好睡个懒觉，也可以呢是把这个时间用来好好的把这些脏衣服清理一下。
And then,
那个时候
it suddenly occurred to him that that sock...He had mindlessly put into the laundry basket was in fact the sock that was declared lost from a year ago.
他就忽然意识到呢，昨天晚上他漫不经心丢进筐里的那只袜子，事实上是他一年以前就认为已经丢失了的袜子。
Wait a minute.
等一下。
Can it be?
真的可能发生这样的事儿吗？
His mind was in shock from seeing...The sock.
看到这个袜子使他非常的震惊。
Unbelievable.
简直不可置信。
Or is it?
是这样吗？
Too good to be true.
太好了以至于不可能是真的。
Or is it?
是这样吗？
I will now read for you an entry into my journal and on April 14th, 2013.
事实上呢，我现在要读一段我的日记，就是记在2013年4月14日。
In fact, this is my first public sharing of this particular event.
事实上呢，今天的这个分享也是我第一次在公众的场合来分享这件事。
Wow. I have it written down so that Deacon Yingmiao could have a.Look, but let me get to the.
他其实已经写在讲稿中，所以我已经看过了。
April 14.
四月十四日。
This is like a granddaddy reading stories. Okay, a miracle.
就好像一个爷爷在给大家讲故事一样，一个奇迹。
Journal page.
这就是那个日记的那一页。
Just mind-boggling, leaving me in shock.
就是我的这个思想感觉到非常的惊奇，甚至一种震惊的状态。
Story.
故事是这样的。
Last night, 13th April 2013.
昨天晚上2013年4月13号。
After the recital,
听完音乐会之后
I picked up a sock from the floor.
我从地上捡起来一只袜子。
I was too tired and lazy to treat it.
我已经太累了也太懒了，我不想不想再做任何事。
Thinking that I probably misplaced it and would deal with it the next day.
我想我可能是不小心把它丢在那里的，所以我第二天再来处理它。
This morning, as I sorted through the laundry,
今天早上当我就是检查我的这个洗衣筐的时候
，Suddenly it dawned on me.
忽然我意识到
，The sock that I picked up last night.
昨天晚上我捡起来的那只袜子
，Was the missing half to my other sock, which I now use as a case for my iPod shuffle.
事实上呢，是我的一对袜子中的一只，而另一只呢，我是用它来装我的那个 iPod。
Precisely because I lost this missing half during a wash last year.
正我用它来装那个 iPod， 就是因为我去年一次洗衣服之后发现那个袜子丢了。
And I wrote, it was as if my eyes were open to see that it's a miracle.
我的感觉就好像是我的眼睛开了，发现这件事是一个奇迹。
And now if I may present to you the items.
现在呢，我可以让大家看看食物。
Oh, not food items. Oh, 食物，对不起。With Chinese, yes. Same sound, different words, different meaning. Yes. My bad.
不是吃的那个食物，是实际的那个东西。
The journal.
那个是日记本。
The socks.
那个袜子。
And this was how I used it as the cover for my iPod shuffle.
就是他怎么样把这个 iPod 放在里边
，which was a gift from a friend，
这个 iPod 是一个朋友送给他的。
Why would I put it in a sock?
我为什么把它放到一个袜子里呢？
One, I didn't want to throw away the sock, kind of waste.
第一，因为我不想把仅留的这个袜子扔掉，因为是一个浪费。
Two, when I go for a run, I'll just do this so that my sweat doesn't get to the iPod shuffle.
嗯，第二就是当我比方说运动的时候呢，我可以握着它，这样我的汗就不会到这个 iPod 上。
So yes, I present to you these three items.
所以我现在向大家看到展示的这三样食物，三样物件。
What say you?
大家会怎么说呢？
This is a much delayed April Fool's prank.
难道是愚人节的一个滞后的恶作剧吗？
The preacher is out of his mind.
这个讲道人有一点思想不正常吗？
There must be some sort of explanation for it.
是不是一定有一个合情合理的解释呢？
Without having to call God into the picture.
而不是说是神来做的这件事。
A miracle, it is.
真的是一个奇迹吗？
As I wrote in my journal, it was a mind-boggling event.
当我在这个日记本上写下这个让我感到很惊奇的事件的时候。
Not just for me.
不仅仅是写给我自己。
When I share it to my parents.
我也和我的父母分享。
When I screamed at my roommate,
我向我的室友大声说出这件事。
When I shared it with my fellow seminary friends,
我也向我的神学院的同学来说了这件事。
This would become an event through which God brought me into a stark awareness of my own unbelief.
这件事呢，事实上是神通过它让我彻底的认识到我的不信靠。
He will also bring me into a stark awareness of His wonder.
同时呢，也让我很清楚地看到神的这个奇妙。
It would also give me insights into the trappings of our human hearts.
同时，这件事也让我看到我们人心经常是被很多东西来束缚。
It gives me insights into the purpose of a miracle.
同时呢，这件事也让我看到神迹的目的是什么。
We'll come back to this event.
我们会待会儿再回来说这件事。
But for now, let us go to somewhere around A.D. 30.
但是现在呢，让我们先把目光转到公元三十年。
We're going to enter into the aftermath of one of the miracle, well, the one miracle that's testified by all four gospel writers.
我们来看一件四部福音书都记载了的神迹。
And that is the feeding of the 5,000.
就是喂饱五千人。
If you could turn with me to John chapter 6.
请大家一起翻到约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
In verses 1 to 15,
在一到十五节
it records of how this one lunchbox of five loaves of bread and two fish in the hands of Jesus Christ became 12 baskets of leftover food.
在这里呢，我们看到通过耶稣基督的手，一个小小的午餐盒，仅仅装着是五条鱼，五个饼，两条鱼，变成了一个装满十二个篮子的食物。
And this was after a feasting by 5,000 men, not including the women and children.
而且这十二篮子食物的剩余呢，是已经他喂饱了五千人，而还不包括妇女儿童。
And at the start of this event,
在这个事件开始的时候
，the disciples were given the task of feeding these 5,000 hungry mouths.
耶稣把这个喂饱五千人的任务呢，交给他的门徒。
And If we were in the position of the disciples,
如果我们处在门徒的位置
we'll probably exercise the same thoughts.
我们可能会像门徒一样的思考。
How many people are there?
有多少人呢？
How might we organize them?
我们怎么来把他们组织起来呢？
Do they have any money?
我们有足够的钱吗？
Do we have any money?
哦，他们有钱吗？我们有钱吗？
How is it going to happen?
这个怎么才能够发生呢？
What kind of food would they like?
他们要吃什么样的食物呢？
How long might it take?
多长时间才能吃完呢？
These are perhaps good general management principles.
这可能是一个管理上非常有效的一些问题。
And so these disciples realized that they were at their wit's end.
但是很快门徒就认识到他们实在是束手无策。
Their appeal to the principles of finance is not working.
他们想用这个经济的法则来解决这个不能行不通。
It's too much money to feed the 5,000 plus.
因为喂饱这五千多人，这个实在是一个很大的经济负担。
They exercised the principles of mathematics.
他们也采用了一些数学的方法。
Okay, now we have one lunchbox, five loaves, two fish divided by 5,000 hungry stomachs. Not happening.
我们确实是有一小盒饭，但是呢，五个饼两条鱼来喂饱五千人，实在是不可能的。
Then they exercise the principles of materialism.
同时呢，他们也开始思索这个物质主义的这些一些定律。
It's five loaves of bread, two fish. They're not just going to multiply.
仅仅是有五个饼两条鱼，这个食物不会倍增的。
Fish can grow, yeah, but these fish are they're dead.
确实，鱼是可以长大，但是这些鱼已经死了，没法长了。
All these principles fail.
所有的这些考虑、这些思想都是失败的。
And with the miracle.
然后呢，因着这个神迹。
They were therefore shown that there is a different reality coexisting with the visible material reality.
这件事也就说明了，在我们眼睛所能看到的这个世界、物质世界之外，还有一个同时存在的另外一个。世界
There is something or someone beyond the natural order.
有一些事或者是有一个人，他是超越了这些自然律的。
Even though this something or this someone is invisible,
即使这个事或者这个人我们看不见。
This something or someone is very present.
这个事或者是这个人，他是确确实实存在的。
As for the crowds who were fed.
对于这些被喂饱的人来说
John wrote this.
约翰这样写道
In verse 14, after the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, Surely, this is the prophet who is to come into the world.
在约翰福音六章十四节中记载到，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。
This means that the miracle brought these people to look at the miracle worker.
这就说明了，因着这个神迹，这些民众开始看这个行神迹的人。
They were now in awareness of this identity of the miracle worker.
他们就开始认知这个行神迹者的非同凡响的身份。
And now they're connecting scripture.
现在他们在把和经文联系起来。
So Old Testament, there is this prophesied prophet who will perform these miracles.
在旧约里边，他们记载了这样一个先知，他可以行各样的神迹。
Jesus has to be.
那么耶稣也必定是他们中的一位。
And this miracle prompted them to act.
而这个神迹呢，就促使他们来问这个问题。
Because John tells us that these people were trying to forcefully make Jesus the king.
因为接下来约翰就记载到，这些人是想要拥戴耶稣做王。
So a miracle wasn't just something for them to wonder at.
所以一个神迹呢，不仅仅是让这些观看的人感到非常神奇。
Which is in fact the definition of what a miracle, the original definition of miracle is something to wonder.
这个让这些看的人感到神奇，这个其实就是神迹的定义。
After seeing the miracle, they were brought to a decision.
看了这个神迹之后呢，他们会来做出一个决定。
They recognized Jesus and they decided that yeah, Jesus is a prophet.
他们通过神迹认识的耶稣，认为耶稣就是那个先知。
The recognition leads to the decision. It's going to lead into an action.
看到一个东西会帮助你做出一个认知，然后会帮助你做出一个决定。
And the action is to make Jesus the king.
而且他们的这个决定呢，这个行为的决定呢，就是要拥戴耶稣做王。
It is at this point that we can establish three understanding of what a miracle is.
所以到现在为止，我们可以对神迹做出三个层面的定义。
First, of course, this is like, oh, that's a lot of words.
大家可能觉得，哎呀，这个好多字啊。
But we want to understand that a miracle is this event that under natural causes does not happen.
我们首先要认识到神迹，就是说在自然律的运作下，它不会发生。
Merriam-Webster defines a miracle as an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs.
有一个人他就下了定义说神迹是什么呢神迹就是说神的干预临到人类的正常事物运作
So it tells us this event lies outside the parameters of natural science
也就说明这个神迹它是超乎这个自然律的规律之外的
Yet at the same time its reality is attestable and undeniable
但是与此同时这个神迹发生的这种时间地点这些自然的这个流程这个是无法这个是可以确认的
It is something that you know is real
就好比说你知道一个真实的事
But somehow you are not able to explain simply by science or mathematics or logic
对于这件真实发生的事你却不能用已知的什么科学啊数学定律这些来解释它
For the disciples, they're like, yeah, they were fed. The 5,000 was it? Yeah, we ate fish.
对于这些门徒来说，哎呀，确实啊，五千人喂饱了。而这些五千个人也说，是啊，我们是吃的饱饱的了。
The boy would say, that was my lunchbox.
这个小男孩会说，哎，这就是我的那个午餐盒啊。
So that is a first understanding of what a miracle is.
这是我们对神迹的第一个层面的了解。
Then we also see that a miracle is a sign to point to the miracle worker.
第二个层面就是说，神迹它其实像一个路标一样，它是指向那个行神迹者。
It is not an end, it is a means.
它不是一个结局，而是一个途径。
It's supposed to help us understand or even validate the one who is performing this miracle.
它是来帮助我们了解，甚至帮助我们来确认这个神迹的。
And the third, the miracle demands a response to the event.
第三个层面，神迹是要求大家对此做出回应。
The response is, do you believe or do you not believe in the divine?
这个回应呢，就是说你或者信他，或者不相信。
And if you do believe, then you need to have a transformed life born out of this acknowledgement of the presence of a supernatural.
如果你相信了，那么很自然的，你应该有个被改变的生命，而这个生命呢，是建立在你认知有一个超自然的这个存在上。
So when you believe in God,
所以当你相信神的时候
，there needs to be a change from knowledge into wisdom.
我们就由知识可以转变为智慧。
There needs to be a change from information into action.
而且呢，我们会有一个转变，就是从这个信息可以转变成我们的行动。
And if you see something so extraordinary and you say, I just don't believe it.
而反之，如果你看到一个很奇怪的事，你就说，哎，我不相信它。
Then we continue to live.
我们还是会继续活着。
But it will be living in accordance to the directives of these other principles on life.
但是呢，我们那样，我们继续活着呢，就是在另外一些理论、一些概念的这种引导下。
So we will experience the consequences or the natural effects of having a principle of finance, of mathematics, of materialism.
所以我们可能就是会循着这个什么哲学啊、数学啊，或者是什么物质主义的这样一些原则来生活。
When it comes to a miracle.
当我们提到神迹的时候
We don't just ask what is the miracle about.
我们并不仅仅是问这个神迹是发生了什么事
We need to ask who is the miracle about.
我们应该问的问题是这个神迹发生是为了哪个人
And if you could join us in reading this together, first in English and in Chinese.
请我们大家一起来念这句话，先用英文，再用中文。
A miracle is always about God and His wonder.
神迹其实所讲述的总是神和他的奇妙。
Let us read it again together in both languages.
我们再读一遍。
A miracle is always about God and His wonder.
所讲述的总是神和他的奇妙。
So a miracle is a real event that happens in space and time.
所以神迹呢是确确实实的有一定的时空所发生的事情。
Which is the natural order.
这就是一个自然的一个规律。
But then there is also a divine intervention, which is the supernatural presence.
但这个发生的过程中有神的干预，这就是超自然的东西。
A miracle is a sign that points towards the one behind the miracle.
这个神迹的目的是为了指向那个背后的施神迹的人。
And a miracle brings a person to a point of decision to either accept or reject this particular reality.
而神迹呢，就使得一个人到了一个点，他必须做出决定，是否相信他，或者是。拒绝他。
So returning back to the feast,
所以我们现在回到那个盛宴，就那喂饱五千人。
John tells us that this feast came to an end.
约翰描述到这个盛宴呢有一个结束的时候。
And when the crowd tried to force Jesus to be a king, he withdrew into the mountain.
当这些民众试图拥戴耶稣为王的时候，这个耶稣就退开了。
The crowd was indeed very mesmerized by the power that they just witnessed.
确实这些民众因为他们看到的这个神迹其实是感到如醉如痴。
Then John tells us that Jesus Christ and his disciples departed from that area in the night and went to a different region.
约翰就描述到那天晚上耶稣和他的门徒就离开了那个行神迹的地方。
And they were desperately missed in the very next day when the crowd realized that they were no longer, Jesus and the disciples were no longer there.
第二天早上当民众发现耶稣不在他们中间的时候他们是非常的急切的想要寻找他
Why was Jesus missed?
为什么耶稣不在了呢？
想念，为什么他们想念耶稣呢？
为什么他们是如此的想念耶稣呢？
Because Jesus gave them food to eat, and it was now time to eat again.
可能一个原因就是说，耶稣给了他们食物，他们会想，哎，现在应该是第二次大聚餐了。
Feast number two.
应该是聚餐之二。
If we could read this together again, first in English and then in Chinese.
好，我们准备一起来读，先用英文，再用中文。
When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, What must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
既在海边找着了，就对他说，拉比是几时到这里来的？耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所应证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
Jesus Christ cut right to the chase and said to the crowd,
耶稣基督一针见血地对这些民众指出，
Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
就是耶稣说，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
Meaning you seek me.
也就是说你们寻找我。
But not for me.
但是不是找的对象其实不是我。
Not even for these extraordinary works.
也不是那些很奇特的那些事。
But because your stomach's growling.
而是因为你们饿了。
And hey, there's free food.
而且你们想到到我这里来会有免费的食物。
In other words, it means that you seek me because you're led by your own personal pursuit.
换句话说呢，就是人们来寻找耶稣是因为他们自己的寻求。
And in this case, is to have the stomach filled to receive more food.
他们自己的寻求是什么呢？就是寻求他们自己的肚腹得饱。
And because you're so fixated on your personal pursuit.
而因为你们是如此的全神贯注于你们自己想寻求的东西。
You're now blinded by the astounding thing that you've experienced so far in your life.
以至于你们对于发生在你们生命中这样一个奇妙的事，你们是视若无睹。
And you're blinded to me as the miracle worker.
而且你们对我这个行神迹者，你们也是仿佛是看了，其实是没有真正的看见。
You want me to be your tool.To attain what you want for yourselves.
你们寻求我，只不过是想利用我做一个工具来得到你们想要的东西。
In this case, I'm going to be your instant oven and grill.
在这个场合呢，就好像我是你的那个烤箱，我是你那个烤肉酱来给你们吃的。
We certainly take note that God desires to fill us up with His good blessings.
我们也确实知道神呢，因着他的慈爱，他是想给我们饱足。
He knows exactly what we need.
他确切地知道我们需要什么。
He knows exactly our heart's passions.
他也实实在在地知道我们的热衷的是什么。
In his good time, he will provide.
在他的时间，他会来丰丰富富地供应。
When it is in alignment with his glory.
当这个供应和他的荣耀是就是正好是吻合的。
And yet at the same time, we need to be very careful.
但是同时呢，我们要非常的小心。
We need to see God because He is our ultimate satisfaction.
我们必须看到神，他是我们最终的满足。
The warning comes to us in the sense that we too can be so fixated on our own personal pursuits.
所以这里边也是一个警告，对我们也适用，就是说我们可能是如此的专注于我们追求的一些东西。
That our pursuits blind us to the most amazing work that God is doing in our lives right before our eyes.
而这个专注呢，就使得我们对神在我们生活中发生的一些神迹，其实我们是视若无睹。
And that all this personal pursuit blinds us to this wondrous person we will ever be able to relate to for all time, and that is God Himself.
而且这个专注呢，也会使我们对我们生命中最重要的这个神，我们也和他也对他视而无见。
In fact, further along in chapter 6,
事实上，我们接着往下看第六章。
We see that Jesus continues to have an exchange of words with the crowd.
我们看到耶稣和民众之间有很多的对话。
And then we see that it's not only personal pursuits that's blinding.
我们就会发现，不仅仅是这个人的一些追求使他们这个眼睛瞎了。
There are personal perceptions.
还有他们的一些认识
and their personal presuppositions.
还有他们的一些成见
All of these causes the person to be blind to a lot of the reality that lays before him.
这些东西呢都使得这些人对这个发生在他们周围的事是他们好像是眼瞎的
So for example, if you look at verses 41 and 42,
事实上我们来看第41、42节
The Jews are saying, hey, I know who you are, you're the son of Joseph.
那个这些犹太人就说：“嘿，我们知道你是谁，你是约瑟的儿子。”
So, I know who I'm very sure I know who you are, and therefore you cannot be someone who's extraordinary.
就是我们太知道你的出身了，你不可能是一个什么特殊的人。
Then in verses 51 and 52,
而在51、52节里
，the Jews presuppose that the only form of communication is by literal meaning.
在这里呢犹太人认为和人交流呢就是要通过字面的意思
And here I have to again just elaborate that the Jews does not refer to the race
我这里想说的这个提到的这个犹太人并不是指犹太整个民族
When John refers to the Jews it refers to the teachers of the law
所以当约翰提到这个犹太人的时候事实上指的是那些文士
The spiritual leaders of the time
就是当时的那些属灵的领袖。
And so they're saying, how can this person give us the flesh to eat? That was what Jesus was saying.
所以他们就会在说，耶稣怎么能够把他的肉给我们吃呢？那从字面上理解，那就是耶稣说的话。
And they took offense at it.
他们这句话让他们很不舒服。
Their perception of who Jesus is stops them from accepting that Jesus can be extraordinary.
他们对耶稣出身的了解防止了他们认识耶稣成为是一个非常非同凡响的人物
It's almost like me going back to a church that I was in when I was younger when I was more mischievous
就好比说我回到我成长的那个教会他们目睹了我成长的那种叛逆的或者是淘气的过程
And one of the More elderly would say, "Oh, I know you. You're always going to be Samuel Wu. You're always going to be the naughty one."
就好比那个教会的一个长老说啊，我知道你，你就是那个小 Sam， 你总是那个淘气的家伙。
A very confident perception of the person, even though the person may have also grown and changed.
这些人
to be even more naughty, maybe.
这些人忽略了人的可能变化的这个事实，而是。牢牢地守着他最初的那些意见
And then their presupposition of the only way of communication stops them from actually understanding what Jesus was trying to explain to them.
而他们对于这个人们交换意见的这种成见呢，也防止了他们去真正的理解耶稣这个富有比喻象征意义的这些话。
You know that bread will fill up your stomach and be good to your body.
你知道面包是可以喂饱你的胃，是对你的身体有益的。
Me as your Lord will be able to be so good for your entire soul.
而我作为你的主，我可以是对你的整个身心都有益。
I am that bread that sustain you.
我就是那个生命的粮，会让你永远得到饱足。
So pursuits.
所以这个追求。
Our personal pursuits.
所以这些个人的一些追求
Our personal prescribed perceptions and presuppositions
我们每个人的先入为主的成见
These are some of the trappings in our hearts that can stop us from even considering the possibility of a miracle
所以这些东西呢就是好像是我们心的一个网络把我们的心局限住以至于我们无法去认知那个神迹
If we don't even consider the possibility of a miracle we will not consider the possibility of a miracle worker
如果我们连神迹都拒绝承认的话我们就更不可能去承认相信那个行神迹的人
So fast forward again to April 14th
我们现在再回到4月14号
Back to that moment when I realized that that sock is that sock
就是回到那一刻我认识到这个袜子就是去年丢的那一只
What happened next?
接下来发生什么呢
As I shared with you earlier, I was shocked.
我刚才和大家分享了，我当时是很惊奇。
Ideally, I should not be.
如果是个理想的状况呢，我不应该这么惊奇的。
Come on, you're a seminary student.
就是
talk about God here.
毕竟你是一个神学院的学生，你一天到晚在学习神。
Neither of us should be.
我们中间的任何一个人都不应该感到惊奇。
Come on, you're Christian, we're Christians. We talk about God all the time.
我们都是基督徒，我们总是在谈论神。
So ideally, I should say, ah, sock.
所以这个理想状况，我就会说，哎呀，这个袜子。
Oh, that sock.
啊，就是那只袜子。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢神。
Oh, this is easy peasy, lemon squeezy for you.
对于神来说，这简直是小菜一碟啊。
Why then the shock?
那么为什么我会那么惊奇呢？
My theological presuppositions.
是因为我有很多神学上的成见。
So for example, yes, miracles happen, but only in particular forms.
是的，神迹是会出生会发现的，但它只是在一些特定的形式。
So I think exorcism, I think physical healing, sure.
所以当我想到赶鬼，想到治病，那是神迹。
I've heard of that. I know people, who are actual witnesses, testifiers to this.
我知道那些是神迹，而且我也见过为这些神迹做见证的人。
So miracles, yes.
所以那些是神迹，没错。
But a sock just appearing in a room after a year.
但是一个事隔一年又突然出现在房间里的袜子。
That must be a different explanation.
这个好像不是神迹，应该有个其他的解释。
Or there's a theological presupposition that's very subtle that I have not detected until this moment.
同时呢，也有一些这个神学上的一些偏见，我直到今天才分享出来。
Yeah, incredible things do happen to other people.
嗯，就是对于那些不可置信的事是会发生，但是发生是在别人身上。
And it is by God's grace that He knew that I needed some major refinement in my faith.
是迎着神的恩典，他认识他知道我有一些东西需要被炼净。
He shows me that my faith is compartmentalized.
他让我认识到我的信仰是这种一块一块的。
And yet at the same time, He shows us that His wonder is wholesome.
很多时候呢，他的神迹是一个整体的一个画面。
My fragments and his wholesomeness in collision.
我的这个把东西分成一块一块和这个神的一个整体的神迹，这两个是发生冲突了。
The state of shock began to transform.
这个思想上的惊奇呢，使我开始有一些变化。
It began to transform into a state of wonder, of amazement, and of great, great excitement.
这个从一开始的惊奇呢，我就慢慢的变化成一种激动，一种感到非常的兴奋。
I don't know if I can reproduce it.
我不知道这个成绩是不是可以重演。
But really at that moment, I was like, this is for real. Wow.
那个时候我的反应就是，哎呀，真的发生了，天哪！
And because I have another pair that is navy, that has a navy blue thread.
我还有另外一双袜子呢，那个上面的那个边呢是那种深蓝色。
So I was like, maybe I was colorblind for a moment.
所以我在想，没准我当时是有点色盲了。
So I went back to my sock drawer and just looked for it.
所以我就到那个放袜子的抽屉里，我把那双也找出来。
The pair with the navy blue threads, they were right there.
有那个蓝道子的那双袜子还在那里。
And so okay, I got my sock back.
所以呢，他确定无疑这是那个丢失了的黑道的那个袜子。
It's the kind of indescribableUncontainable excitement about event that has to be shared.
所以这件事是如此的让我惊奇，我无法抑制我心中的激动，我必须要把它分享出去。
So I screamed to my roommate.
所以我向我的那个室友大叫。
I called overseas back to my parents.
我也打了电话给我的爸爸妈妈。那个时候。
And then I called one of my buddies.
而且我
in seminary school.
而且还打电话给我一个神学院的好朋友。
My parents, I remember my parents saying, "Oh, why do you always get like frequently get these like signs of wonders?"
我还记得当时我父母的回应是，好奇怪啊，你怎么总会发生这些奇怪的事
？Because my faith is weak.
是因为我的信心很软弱。
After all this excitement,
经过了所有的这些激动之后
，came all the all important question.
接下来的是一个更为重要的问题。
Are you sure?
这个问题就是说，你肯定吗？
And by God's grace, He showed me that my faith needs further sanctification.
因着神的恩典，他让我认识到我的信仰需要进一步的纯净。
Because in my heart, I know my heart is contaminated with shards of worldly philosophies.
因为我知道在我的心里边其实是在我的信仰里其实是受到很多社会上的世界上的哲学的这种影响。
And my struggle with the appearance of the sock is because in my true mindset, I'm hoping for an explanation that it's not simply God did this.
也就是说当这件事发生的时候呢我心里想的是一定应该有一个合情合理的解释而不是说这是一个神迹。
And how true it was.
这个描述是非常真实的。
Because over a short exchange with my roommate,
因为当我和我的室友交换了一下意见之后
under this question of,Are you sure?
就是为了回答这个问题，就是你肯定这个袜子的事吗？
We started to consider all these other possibilities.
我们就在分析其他的可能。
Not only did each scientific or plausible explanation fall apart.
不仅仅是所有那些科学的那种解释，站不住脚。
It became more and more absurd.
而且是就发展的越来越荒谬。
I can give you an example that I remember.
我可以给大家讲一个当时的我们想出来的可能。
Maybe.
也许。
See our windows open?
看到我们的窗子是开的吗？
A bird found it.
一个鸟发现了袜子。
And God is kind and directed it to fly into the room and drop it in there.
而那个神呢就指挥这个鸟把这个袜子衔着飞到你的屋子里把那个袜子丢下。
Am I saying that it's not possible?
我想说这件事我说这个可能完全不可能吗
It is possible.
是可能的。
But it comes out because I don't believe that God could actually put a sock into my room.
但是我之所以想到这个可能性是因为我不愿意相信神亲手做的这件事。
Yeah, donkeys do talk in the Old Testament.
没错在旧约里边驴子是可以说话的。
And so of course God could direct a bird and like, you know, pigeons could deliver messages.
正如鸽子可以传递信息，那么神也可以让这个鸟来做这件事。
It really seemed that I would rather believe in a particular scenario that is so out of this world.
就是看起来我是宁可相信一个就是比较荒谬的事儿，而不是相信神来做。
I cannot believe that God will personally intervene in my life in a particular way that I never thought possible.
我不太相信，就是那个时候，我不愿意相信神会亲自的来干预到我的生活中，在这件事上。
It was unimaginable.
是无法想象的。
And for me, even when I recognize that it's a miracle.
对我来说，即使我认识到这是一个神迹
，I'm still looking for the how, the method.
我仍然在想这个神迹是怎么发生的，这个方法。
How can we try to reason it out?
我们怎么能够给他一个合情合理的解释
？How can the two fish and the five loaves come somehow become all that food？
我们还在探索，怎么可能五个饼两条鱼就变出来那么多食物
？So fixated on the exploration on the how？
我们就是非常的专注于要解释清楚这个机制。
But really, the miracle is to not be on the how, but on the who。
但是事实上，这个神迹的目的不是让我们发掘怎么样发生，而是说谁在后边。
Sorry, I need to rework the letters of H O W into W H O.
我现在要把这个就是谁 W H O 这个词，我总是要把 W H O 这个谁这个词转换为 how， 就是怎么样发生的。
刚好颠倒。从 how 转就是从怎么样变成是谁？
Oh,
对不起， right. 那个很晕哈，而且没有写在稿里面。Right. So a miracle.
所以说一个神迹。
If and when it happens and is recognized.
如果它发生了，而且被众人所意识到了。
It hits us with such an impact because it ultimately confronts with the big question of does God exist?
他这个神迹会给我们一个很大的冲击，以至于我们不得不思考一个问题，就是说神是否存在。
Or it just tells us that God exists. How are you going to deal with that?
或者呢，他就是很直截了当的告诉你，神确实存在，你准备怎么做
？There is something beyond our own finite material ability to explain something that is so real.
就是这么一个真真切切的事情发生，而它又是超越了我们的理性范围来如何来解释它的发生。
For us who are very accustomed to seeing evidences,
对于我们这些习惯于看这个证据的人来说
，of seeing theories,
我们也习惯于接受一些理论。
A miracle challenges us on those fronts. Because unless we are out of our minds,
所以说, 除非我们是这个心智不正常,
we know what is real.
我们知道什么是真实的,
and we know this has happened.
我们也知道这个事确实发生了,
and we know we have no explanation for it except God did this.
而且我们也知道我们除了说是神做的这件事, 我们没有其他合情合理的解释。
So much, so many times God works in ways that is not about an empirical evidence.
很多时候神让事情发生, 让, 就是他来挑战我们, 不要用这种经验, 用这些证据来解释他。
But it's speaking to us about a real spiritual existence.
而是通过这些让我们认识到有个确确实实的灵界的存在。
Not empirical evidence.
不是经验, 不是证据,
but spiritual existence.
而是这个灵界的确实的存在。
Because even when Jesus was performing the miracles,
即使是耶稣基督他在行神迹的时候,
he is trying to let people know that God's kingdom has come.
他是想通过这些神迹让人们认识到神的国将要降临。
You say that you can't see something.
就是你看到了一些你本不会看见的。
But now through these miracles, you can see what you cannot see.
而通过这些神迹,你看到了那些你本看不见的东西。
It is as if we prove to a child that oxygen does exist even though we can't see with the flame.
就好比说我们向一个小孩证明氧气的存在,我们就是划一根火柴,看到这个烧起来。
So yeah, you don't see oxygen, but you can know that oxygen exists because there's combustion.
就是对这个孩子说,你看,确实是你看不见氧气,但是当这个火烧起来的时候,我们知道火的燃烧需要氧气的,我们就可以确知氧气的存在。
A miracle, if and when it happens, points to us to a reality that coexists in the material world that we do not see.
所以所有的这些神迹呢,就是使得我们认识到,除了我们的这个物质世界,还有一个世界同时存在着。
A miracle points to a reality that is attested and experienced and yet not explained by just simple, well, not, they're not simple, but simply means of scientific experiment or mathematical formula.
就是说神迹的存在使我们认识到这个灵界的确实的存在,而这个是无法用这些, 这些什么数学公式或者一些科学实验来证明的。
So perhaps, and most likely the younger ones in school,
所以可能对于这些, 还在上学的年轻人来说,
well, we have heard that miracles violate the law of natural sciences.
我们, 会好像听到这么一个理论, 说是神迹呢, 是打破了这些自然律。
Miracles can't exist because it is, it contradicts science.
之所以称他们为神迹呢, 就是因为它和自然律是相悖的。
And I would ask all of us to consider this.
我也想请所有的会众来一起思考这件事。
First, you can write down in your notes to say, tonight or this afternoon, I'm going to go on YouTube.
你可以记下第一点, 就是说今儿下午或今儿晚上我会来上YouTube来。
Then I'm going to search for this video, Greatest Dad Wins Ever.
我来搜寻一个录像，一个视频，上面就这个视频的题目就是说，伟大的父亲从来不会失败。And
this video is a compilation of just how dads were incredible in their saving works.
这个视频呢，就是让大家看到这个父亲是非常，父亲来救孩子的这个是实在是难以置信的。This
little baby was just rolling off the couch.
这个小婴儿呢，正在就是将要从沙发上掉下来。The
dad was lazing across the couch.
而这个父亲其实本来躺在沙发上。And
in that split second, whoop, the hand went out.
就在那个千钧一发之际，他的手就伸出去。And
amazingly, it caught the little baby right on the bottom.
正好就接住了孩子的屁股。It's
like, wow, beautiful.
你就会说，哎呀。
Would you say that the law of gravity was violated at that moment?
你会说在那一刻, 这个地心引力的这个自然律被违背了吗?
It is still in operation.
这个地心引力这个律还在那里。
Because the baby still has weight.
因为这个小婴孩还是有重量的。
And just going back to my very limited physical understanding of physics,
对，就我有限的物理知识来说,
weight is mass times the force or acceleration of gravity.
这个重量就等于它的质量乘以这个引力的一个什么。
So if the baby has weight, gravity is still at work.
所以这个婴孩有重量, 这个引力还在发挥作用。
And the gravity tells us the body is supposed to hit the ground.
这个自然律就告诉我们这个孩子要摔下来。
But because there's an intervention,
但是因为有一个干预,
the baby did not hit the ground.
这个 baby 就没有掉下去。
But the law of gravity remains intact.
但是这个自由落体的这个自然律还是并没有被违背。
So what has happened?
所以发生了什么呢？
We see that it is a mere intervention by a loving and quick-acting father from outside of the system of that fall into the system of the fall.
我们就看到是在这个掉下来的这个事件之外，有一双慈爱的拯救的手进到这个系统里边。
No laws of nature was violated.
并没有什么自然律被打破。
And yet at the same time, the baby was saved.
但是与此同时呢，这个婴还是没有摔下去。
So it is with miracles.
同样也应用于所有的奇迹。
We understand it to be God's divine intervention into the natural system.
就是因为神的干预降临到每一个自然的这个系统里面。
From outside the natural system.
是从这个自然系统的外部进来。
In order for the wellness of the child in danger.
他的目的是拯救那些在危险中的他的孩子们。
And spiritually we know that we are still in the system of the fall.
我们也知道我们确实是在一个堕落的这么一个系统里边。
To paraphrase a quote that I've read recently.
我在这里来引用一段话我最近读到的。
Miracles testify to the compassion of God for human beings who are in deep suffering in this fallen world.
就是说神迹呢就是神对他所爱的孩子在这种罪和堕落中的一个慈爱的干预。
And in fact, even as much as miracles have been taunted as superstitions,
有的时候呢，有人会把神迹当作是一种迷信。
It's a product of religion.
它其实是一个它是一个宗教的产物。
It's void of scientific or rational validity.
它缺乏这个科学的理性的印证。
But it'sPerhaps ironic.
但是具有讽刺意味的。
It is in the area or the arena of science and mathematics that is honest, that shows life itself to be a miracle.
就是很有讽刺意义的，就是说我们所认为的这种科学、这些数学，恰恰是指出来生命本身就是一个奇迹。
Are we living right now?
我们现在活着吗？
Are the trees growing right now?
这些树木在生长吗？
Is the sun hitting us in a way that doesn't kill us right now?
太阳
UV rays, but yeah.
太阳发出紫外线来，但是呢，却又不会伤害我们，是这样吗？
Yeah.
是吗？
Yeah. That shows that we are already walking miracles.
这些就种种都表明我们就是一些行走着的奇迹。
We may not be looking for miracles that's just like wow, you know, fireworks.
我们不是说看神迹像看一个烟火表演，觉得非常哇、wow, 很惊奇。
It is astounding that our heart is still in operation. The one of the most amazing machines around in the world.
我们的心脏还在跳动，这本身就是一个神迹，因为这个心脏是如此精妙的一个器官。
It takes a lot of smugness and a lot of pride.To say that miracles is the product of unsophisticated people.
如果说神迹仅仅是一些没有阅历、没有见识的人的误解的话呢，这个话其实说出来是没有确凿的依据的。
Because there are leading thinkers who say that yeah, this belongs to a very primitive culture.
因为有很多思想家就会说。提到神迹啊，就是那些个没有什么文化的这些族群，他们所说的。
Yes, if we are very honest with historical evidences.
但如果我们很真实的来面对历史上的证据的话
，then we see that these primitive, unsophisticated people include Moses and Paul.
我们会认识到，他们所指出的这些没有阅历、没有知识的人，包括了摩西，包括了保罗。
And if we are to be culturally, historically honest.
如果我们是从这种习俗上这个历史上来准确的话
then we will know that Moses and Paul were important figures of reshaping the landscape of the ancient Near East as well as our Western culture.
而这个摩西和保罗呢事实上他们的思想是大大的影响了东西方的文化。
It takes a lot ofarrogance to say that people back then had no idea what it's like to live
其实是非常那种傲慢的、无知的来设想，说是那个时候的人，他不知道什么是正常的，什么是奇迹。
At least from the records and from our cultural understanding, even from the philosophies of first century.
通过我们的一些习俗的了解，比方说初世纪那些哲学的了解。
They know that dead people don't come back walking out.
人们知。
人们知道一个死了人不可能复活，不可能从坟墓中再走出来。 They know what is the natural order. When you die, you die.
他们也知道这个自然的这个顺序，就是说，当你死了，就是一条不归路。For
the Jews, they understand that okay, there will be a resurrection, but not right now.
对于犹太人来说，他们相信会有一个复活，但是呢，不应该是现在。Resurrection
happens far, far into the future.
这个复活呢是会很远很远的将来才会发生。So
for Lazarus to walk out of the tomb.
所以对于走出坟墓的拉撒路,
they say this is not possible.
他们说这个不可能哎。
This is not natural.
这个不是正常的自然的。
Dear CCMC.
亲爱的 CCMC.
We're surrounded really by miracles.
其实我们身边围绕着有很多神迹。Look
to your left and right.
看看你的左右。When
you go out, look at creation.
当你走出这个 building, 走出这个建筑, 你看看外边的, 天地万物。Paul
tells us that from creation, all that is invisible that but yet present can be clearly seen.
正如使徒保罗给我们说的, 就是借着所造之物, 神的永能和神性, 就是明明可知的。All
of this is to point towards God.
所有的这些都是指向神。He
is the miracle worker.
他就是那个行神迹的人。Our
very existence speaks the language of miracle.
我们的存在、生存就是在说一个神迹。We,
together with the rest of creation, we are the signs that point to God and His wonder.
我们人以及所有的其他被造之物都是指向一个神。
We can give more lines of reasonings.
我们可以给出更多的这种, 推理。
We can give more evidence to present into view.
我们也可以给大家更多的证据。
But ultimately, what I hope to exhort you on is that a miracle is ultimately not an issue of empirical evidence, but spiritual existence.
但是我今天在这里想强调的就是说，神迹不是关于用你的经验、用一些证据来证实，而是关于这个神迹背后是谁。
The event on April 13th and this realization on April 14th greatly impacted me because it brought me into a dramatic encounter with God.
那个2013年4月13号发生的以及4月14号我所认识的这件事使我对神有一个更深入的了解。
I was made to repent.
这件事使我悔改。
For I had surely but slowly try to tame God into a rational system of logic that I can understand and accept.
因为事实上虽然是缓慢的，但却是确定无疑的，我在把神局限在一个我所能够认知、所能够接受的这么一个理性范围内。
I was studying theology, yes.
我当时是在学习神学。
And I'm saying that, okay, this is the knowledge that I have, and this is who God should be.
我就说，这是我所学到的知识，这是我所想象的神的样子。
But God shows me that there's this insidious religious pride that says, if I don't get it, it cannot be true. If I don't justify it, it cannot be received.
但是神呢，就通过这件事向我指出了，其实在我的心里有一个属灵的骄傲。这个骄傲就是说，如果我不能理解，那么它就不是真的，我就不要接受。
Yeah, I may say God works in mysterious ways.
我会一直在说，神的作为确实是奇妙神秘。
Mysterious in the way that I predefine what mysterious should be.
但是这个奇妙神秘是我所来限定的那个方式。
And that night and that morning, God kindly shows me there is a greater reality.
而那个晚上和第二天的早上，神让我认识到还有一个更大的我无法了解的。
His ways are higher than ours.
他的道路，他的方式高过我们的方式。
But at the same time, I was made to rejoice.
但是同时呢, 我也是非常开心。
For I know that for greater certainty that God is gracious.
因为我也就更加确定神是有恩典的。
That I have evidence, knowledge, and experience all coming down into one big pot of good soup.
我就所有的知识、经验、证据等等的集中在一起，来有一个很好的综合。
He tells us that He does personally correct the erroneous ways of His children.
也就是通过这件事，神让我认识到，神是亲自的来 纠正他的孩子的错误。
He will personally refine the impurities in our faith.
他会亲自的来炼净我们的信仰。
Oftentimes through shocking methods.
很多时候是一些让人震惊的方法。
Oftentimes through normal methods.
也有很多时候呢是一些常规的方法。
Oftentimes, in fact, all the time.
Rather,
it's not just often, but all the time.
也许不是那么经常，但是是一直这样的。
I know that God is not merely a proposition of supernatural force.
我知道了，神不仅仅是一个我们所认知的一个超自然的力量。
But He is a person of supernatural love for His creation, who does also have supernatural force.
神呢是这样的一个所在，他是有对他的创造物，他有一个超乎自然的、超常的爱。
So the question of wait a minute, can this be brought me into stark awareness of the miracle?
所以我当时的反应就是说，哎呀，这是真的吗？真的可能发生吗？而这些问题是影响我得出这样的一个结论。
The question of are you sure brought me into a stark awareness of my impure faith.
而这个说你确定这件事发生了吗？使我有一个对自己的信心的软弱的一个确认。
Then there is one more question.
然后呢是有第三个问题。
Is it real to you?
这件事对你来说是真实的吗
？The Spirit then spoke to my soul that day.
圣灵那天对我的灵说话。
Again, I will read to you from my journal entry.
现在我又要读一段日记了。
Being a miracle. Being a miracle, 作为一个神迹 I couldn't but tell and want to tell.
就是。认识到这是一个神迹，我必须要把它传出来。
I was screaming at my roomie.
我向我的室友大声喊。
I called dad, mom, and Pete.
我向我给我的父母给 Peter 打了电话。
Had to say something was a description of this urgency, urgency.
就是我必须要把这个话说出来，就是很恰当的形容了我当时的心情。
Then God asked.
然后呢，神就问我。
What of the resurrection miracle?
这个耶稣复活的神迹呢
？Why do you not have the same passion, the enthusiasm, the had to say something attitude?
你为什么对这个神复活这件事没有这种我必须要说出来，我必须要分享的这种热切
？Can it be that it's still not real to you?
有没有可能就是耶稣复活这件事对你来说还并不是真实的
？It was real to the disciples.
对那些门徒来说，他们是确实相信了。
But is it real to you?
但是对你来说，你真的信了吗
？I finish this entry with.Lord, have mercy.
我这个日记的结尾就说，写了最后一句话就说，神有怜悯。
Because this ultimate miracle, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为这个最终极的神迹就是耶稣死里复活。
It hits us with such an impact.
它给我们一个这样大的冲击。
Because it not only tells us that God exists.
因为它不仅仅告诉我们神确实存在。
It has to bring us to a point of decision.
它同时也使我们必须来。做出一个决定。
How might you believe?
你是否会相信
？We tend to approach a miracle as like an area of research or a form of entertainment.
Please.
We tend to approach a miracle like an area of research or a form of entertainment.
我们其实有一个倾向，我们就是把这个神迹呢当做好像是一种娱乐的方式。
It's a spectacle for us to say, "Oh, whoa, cool. Okay, what's next?"
我们会觉得，哎呀，真的是很了不起啊，很神奇啊，然后就会说，下一步呢
？But that's not the purpose of a miracle.
但是这些不是神迹的目的。
A miracle is to put on display in a very perceivable manner, the spectacular nature of God.
神迹的目的其实是要把神的这种奇妙展示给我们看。
And it's supposed to bring us into worship.
而它的结局呢，是使得我们来敬拜神。
Not to satisfy our own souls, our own desire to be like and to be like wowed.
不是仅仅满足我们被惊喜、被震惊的这种需要。
It's supposed to bring us to say, "Wow, awesome, my Lord and my God."
它应该引出的效果是说，哇，我们的神真的奇妙啊，我的主，我的神。
This ultimate miracle of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is well verified by both Christian and non-Christian historical sources.
耶稣基督的复活已经是被他的信徒以及被这些历史的证据所充分证明了的。
So the need for empirical evidences that is demanded by rationality is satisfied.
所以对于那些理性主义者来说，他们要求的证据神已经给他们了。
And it's not the purpose of this particular sermon to now start listing all the different proofs.
我今天的讲道不会给大家列出来这些所有的耶稣复活的证据。
The question that remains is on the spiritual existence.
我存留的问题就是说这个属灵的这个存在。
And therefore, the spiritual condition of each and every one of us.
还有就是我们每个人的属灵的状况。
How might we believe in Jesus Christ?
我们应该怎样来信相信我们的主耶稣。
The commercial world celebrates Easter with chocolates and bunnies galore.
庆祝复活节，商业界呢是推出了巧克力糖，推出了这个兔子。
Easter is celebrated by many families as a family tradition or cultural tradition.
也有很多的家庭庆祝复活节，但它这只不过就是一个家庭的传统而已。
What about us Christians?
对于我们这些基督徒呢
？It has been 2 weeks since Easter.
复活节已经过去两个星期了。
How thorough has the reality of our resurrected Lord permeated through all arenas of our lives?
这个复活的主他是怎样渗透到我们生活的方方面面呢
？To know that He's not only the one who loves you.And loves me and have died on the cross for our sins, but
不仅仅是认识到神是那个爱你、爱我、爱我们大家的那个神
but to know that He has indeed risen from death and now lives.
而且他是为我们死，而且他又复活了，而且他现在还活着
And because of that, it grants us triumph over death.
而因为他这个死里复活的这件神迹
that He will take us through this passage into a greater presence with God.
他就把我们更好地带到神的面前。
And we do have a new life in Him.
而在神里边，我们也就确确实实地有了新的生命。
That when we talk about Jesus, we don't talk about Jesus was.
我们讲述耶稣的时候，我们不是说耶稣曾经怎么样。
But we talk about Jesus is.
而是说耶稣现在在做什么
Because he's not just a historical figure.
因为他不仅仅是一个历史人物
But that he says he is going to be present with us very, in a very real manner. Not just like, oh, yeah, I know you're always with me as a thought.
而耶稣呢是确确实实的与我们同在而不仅仅是存在于我们的概念中我知道你和我同在
This is the person who has turned water into wine.
这是一个神，他把水变成了酒。
He has opened the eyes of the blind.
他使瞎子可以看见。
But he also never summoned the heavenly armies to destroy his captors.
但是他从来没有召他的天使、天兵、天将来消灭他的敌人。
Nor did he come down from the cross just because his persecutors were taunting him.
也不会因着他的那些行刑者的那些嘲笑，他就从十字架上走下来。
In Jesus as the Lord and Savior, we see that he exercised the divine power.Always for the wellness of the souls.
我们看到耶稣行神迹，他的目的就是为了这些灵魂的益处。
It is always a demonstration of a particular discipline over power.
我们也总是看到耶稣行神迹的时候，他有一个自律，而不是仅仅的显示他的能力而已。
And Jesus leaves us this example of a trust in God of wonder.
耶稣其实给我们立了一个很好的榜样，就是全心的信靠神。
Even if he was to be crucified and buried.
即使他要被钉十字架并被埋葬
He will be raised by the power of the Heavenly Father.
最终因着天父的力量他 会复活
If Christ is to rise again and he has risen, so we will in due time.
如果耶稣复活了那么将来有一天我们这些信徒也会这样
As Paul wrote to the Roman Church, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father,We too may live a new life.
正如保罗写的，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着死的荣耀，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
God is the God of wonder that we can trust, because even the irreversible, He can reverse it.
神是一个奇妙的神，我们可以信靠他。即使是那些看起来无法逆转的事，他还是逆转了。
He holds all goodness in His hands.
他的手里有所有的良善。
We can also believe that He will do as He sees that is well for us.
我们也要相信神会因着我们的好处给我们所需要的。
So even though a miracle will not always happen,
所以即使神迹不是经常发生
，but a miracle can happen.
但是神迹是可能发生的。
As long as it's good for our faith in Him.
只要这个神迹对我们的信心有益。
Well, the cross tells us that there will come suffering.
十字架是表明确实会有受苦。
The empty tomb tells us that life in God will have a hopeful, joyful ending.
但是这个空的坟墓告诉我们，我们在神里边会有一个快乐的、美好的结局。
Jesus tells the crowd.
耶稣对这些会众，对这些民众说
，The miracle feeding is for you to know me.
这个神迹般的喂饱这么多人，是让你们来信靠我。
Believe in me.
让你来信我。
And in me, you will enjoy eternal fulfillment.
在我里边，你会享受永恒的宝珠。
Is that how we believe?
这也是我们信靠他的方式吗
？Or are we still trying to scrape for all different ways so that our souls can be satisfied?
而是我们还在寻找其他的方法来自己寻找满足。
Or we might even put it to God to say that only a miracle can save my faith right now, God. So you got to do something.
或者我们对神说，只有一个神迹才会让我有信心，所以你必须来。给显一个神迹给我看。
And God says, "This is the miracle of my presence."
而神说，我和你的同在就是神迹。
And God and man can come together in partnership.
神和人可以在一起来做工。
That God and man can come into a fellowship.
神和人可以一起交通。
And I will bring you through it.
而我们会来带领你走过。
That too is a miracle.
这个本身就是一个神迹。
So may it be that.We will see God.
所以希望是我们都可以来寻求神。
And have a good understanding that miracle is about the miracle worker.
而且也了解到神迹的目的是那个行神迹
的。To draw us into the presence of Jesus Christ Himself.
把我们更好的带到耶稣的身边。
May it be that at the end of our honest, diligent search for truth.
希望在我们寻求真理的旅途的 末尾
we will not walk away,
我们不是走开了
but we will be found in the embrace of Jesus Christ, our wondrous Lord and Savior.
而是发现我们结束在神的怀抱中 而这个神是爱我们的神
then our souls will again be at rest.
然后呢我们的灵魂就可以真正的得到安息
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告
Dearest God,
亲爱的神
By your spirit,
应着你的灵
Form us to be a community who worships the God of wonder beyond our limited imagination.
帮助我们成为这样的一个团体，我们来可以全心全意的敬拜你。
Help us to have a living trust in your power.
帮助我们有一个永远不变的活着的信靠。
And give us the courage to live by the might that is in you.
帮助我们可以因着你的力量，我们来生活。
Truly,
真切的
Because of you.
因着你
Nothing that will bring glory to you is impossible.
能够给你带来荣耀的事，没有一件是不可能的。
And it is by the name of Jesus Christ.
是我们这样是借着耶稣基督的名。
Our risen Lord and Savior.
我们的主和救主。
We now pray and believe.
我们这样祷告，我们这样相信。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now spend some time in quiet meditation still.
让我们现在还有一段静默的时间。
As we prepare our hearts for.The partaking of the Holy Communion.
来预备我们的心，领受圣餐。
Let us ask God to make real our remembrance of our Lord and Savior, who is with us.
让神来帮助我们，真切的来纪念我们的主。